From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Still no change in the unemployment rate. It stands at 8.2%. NPR's Dave Mattingly says hiring in the U.S. remained weak for the third straight month in June.
Employers added 80,000 jobs to payrolls in June. The Labor Department numbers show hiring slowed sharply during the second quarter of the year, especially in manufacturing as economies weakened in Europe and China. Economist Hugh Johnson says there's little reason to be optimistic about the third quarter.
You know, you'd like to hope, to cross your fingers, that these numbers are going to start to improve, but I don't think there's much chance.
Like the Federal Reserve, Johnson says he does not see the nation's unemployment rate falling below 8% this year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is seizing on this latest jobs report to assert his claims that the U.S. economy has faltered under the Obama administration.
We've seen that his tax policies have not encouraged investment in America. We've seen that Obamacare has made it less likely for small businesses to hire. We've seen his financial regulatory burden make it less likely for small banks to make loans to businesses that need those small bank loans to get started and to grow. His policies have not worked.
Romney at a news conference in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, where he has also been vacationing with his family this holiday week. President Obama, meanwhile, says that since inheriting a financially distressed economy nearly 4 years ago, recovery has been moving in the right direction. He acknowledges the jobs numbers are too high, though, but he says the country is seeing job growth, more consumer protection, and greater corporate accountability. The president's campaign bus has left Ohio for Pennsylvania, both election year battleground states. 107 nations at a Friends of Syria meeting in Paris are bearing down on Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that conference attendees are appealing for a new UN Security Council resolution to stop the fighting that would authorize the use of force.
Conference host French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the quicker Assad falls, the better. Diplomats are no longer mincing words about whether Assad could play a role in his country's transition. Russia and China, Assad's major supporters, were conspicuously absent today. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said countries should pressure Russia and China to force Assad to leave power. Meanwhile, a Syrian general and longtime friend of Assad's defected today and was said to be on his way to Paris. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
U.S. stocks turning lower with the Dow off 160 points, more than 1% at 12,737. NASDAQ down 1.5% at 2930, and the S&P 500 down more than 1%. This is NPR News. The Russian government is firing back at its U.S. counterparts for criticizing Moscow's alliance with Syria. It says U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was, quote, incorrect in saying that the Kremlin should pay a price for helping to keep Syrian leader Assad in power. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov tells the Interfax news agency that Clinton's statement goes against the strategy all world powers agreed to last Saturday for ending the Syrian conflict. The United Nations Human Rights Council is calling on countries to respect free speech on the Internet. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports a council in Geneva adopted what the U.S. is describing as a landmark resolution on the issue.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who has been pushing for Internet freedoms, says there's been an alarming surge in the number of cases involving government censorship and persecution of individuals for their actions online. She says the resolution adopted by consensus in the UN Human Rights Council makes clear that all individuals are entitled to freedoms both online and offline, and all governments must protect those rights. China, which raised some concerns about the resolution, backed it, as did Cuba. U.S. officials call that significant. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
West Virginia remains one of the hardest hit areas since last week's storm plowed through the mid-Atlantic and midwestern U.S. More than 200,000 homes and businesses are still without power in that state. The residents are among millions in the entire region and the Northeast who are bracing for more record-breaking heat moving out of the midwestern U.S. Dow off 163 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and we are into our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock. Coming up will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and then, of course, at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio. Right now, we venture back to the year 1967 and music from B.B. King. Again, from 1967, that was B.B. King with a tune called Watch Yourself. B.B. King was born in the vicinity of Indianola, Mississippi, as was Albert King. Albert King was, about 2 years, 5-6 months older than B.B. King, but some say that Albert may have tried to confuse himself every now and then with B.B. King. B.B. King christened his guitar Lucille. Albert called his Flying V guitar Lucy. And, of course, Albert King was not born Albert King. He was born Albert Nelson, whereas B.B. King was born Riley B. King, so he definitely had a call, had reason to call himself King. But, of course, Albert was definitely not any sort of clone of B.B. King. Albert was a great, great blues stylist in his own right. From 1966, here is Albert King on guitar and vocals with Oh Pretty Woman.
Oh, pretty woman, she's the rising sun, says all you. She paint and powder ain't gonna help you none, cause she's a pretty woman right down to the bone, so you just might as well still leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. Oh, pretty woman, what you trying to do? You kept on fooling around till I got stuck on you. So you just drop that mess and come down off your throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I do. All right for you, now you just go on doing what you wanna do. But someday when you think that you have got it made, you get in water deep in love so you can't wait. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, yeah, no matter. Mistreated no more. Come on.
From her disc, A Woman Like Me, and from Detroit, Michigan, that was Betty Levette with a number called Hey Baby. Betty preceded by the late Albert King. We heard Albert King from 1966 doing one of his great tunes he recorded while he was working with Stax Records. That was his most productive period. He was with some great, great songwriters and fine, fine backup musicians, and he just had really caught his stride by that time. We heard, again, Albert King with Woman. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Omar Dykes of Omar and the Howlers has a couple of discs out. One is a two-disc set that's a retrospective of a lot of his work over the years, and he's also got a brand new release called I'm Gone. Here's Omar from that new release with a tune called Let Me Hold You.
Let me hold you. Let me love you. Let me whisper. I need you. If you want me, if you need me, if you want me, baby, I'll be right here. Darling, I said, darling, you don't ever to be afraid. If you want me,